Good morning. Nice to see you all today. Thank you for coming, coming to seek God, share faith. My name is Dove, and I'm one of the pastors here, and it's an honor to get to share with you this morning. So, I don't know about you guys. I'm one of those people that I tend to take on a lot of things in my life. Is that part of being the oldest child? I don't know. But I tend to take on all these responsibilities and burdens. And not only my own burdens, but I can sometimes take on other people's burdens. I feel like I'm in good company when I read in Corinthians and Paul says, not only do I face all these concerns, but I also daily face my concern for all the churches. And if somebody's led into sin and struggling inwardly, I burn. And so it's easy for me to become very burdened. One time, my youngest brother, it's nice to have people in your life that can speak truth to you sometimes. My youngest brother says to me, Dove, I think you're the most burdened person I know. It's like, thank you. Thank you very much. I must really care a lot. And it's good to hear those things sometimes. It's good to get kind of a wake up. I remember the first time 10 years ago when I had an opportunity to speak here, and it was just men of God. And so I had a little slot. It was like we broke it up into 20-minute chunks, and I had 20 minutes. And so I was really looking forward to this, and I was put all these thought and time into it. And I remember I'm walking on the canal behind my house praying, and I was so anxious. I like felt like chest pain. And I had this sense of like, these 20 minutes are such a big deal. Like in these 20 minutes, I could change somebody's life forever. Like their faith could just be revolutionized, or I might just tank their entire faith and just destroy them. And realizing, man, if I had this kind of burden all the time, I would die very young. I just couldn't sustain that kind of thing. And even now, I'm in a new position. I'm teaching at Coronado High School. I got 160 new students. I'm finally learning their names, and they all have problems. And I'm teaching three subjects that I haven't taught before, so I'm trying to not look like a complete idiot and stay a little bit ahead of them and actually, I don't know, teach in a way that's useful. And so I can feel these burdens, and it comes out in my life in certain stressful ways. And yet, Jesus invites us into something completely different. Jesus invites us into a place of rest. And I want to share about that invitation today. So we're going through a series called High Calling Discipleship. And we're looking at some of the teachings of Jesus that are very contrary to our natural ways of being. They're very contrary to what we would just naturally do, or even what our culture would do. And so today we're going to look at that invitation from Jesus to rest. So I want to look at that invitation. And today I'm not really going to give you a lot of new information. You probably won't leave with anything like, huh, I didn't know that. But I hope today is a really beautiful reminder. I feel like it's a reminder that I need in my life, of that place of rest that we are invited into. And in this message, I'm going to stop three different times, and we're going to have a moment of silence. It's like probably a minute each time. So I'm just kind of letting you know. My heart, I would love if we could each just kind of connect with Jesus in that invitation that he offers us. And so I recognize that a minute of silence can be really uncomfortable. It can be kind of strange. and kind of like, there's like all these people around and I'm sitting here silently and I'm supposed to connect with God, or what's the expectation? And I know I've, in other messages, people have kind of said, hey, that was a little awkward. And so I'd love your feedback afterwards. If it was awkward, you can help me so I, you know, as I adapt. But on the flip side, a moment of silence, a minute to connect with God, could be an amazing gift. In the middle of a crazy, hectic week or, you know, season, I assume all of us, even if you're not the most burdened person that my brother knows, that you have your own burdens, you have your own anxieties, you have your own stressors, and to have a minute just to be alone, just to actually stop and think and connect with the God who offers us rest, I hope that's a gift. And so, why don't we pray, and we're going to look at Jesus' invitation. So, thank you, God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you that you love me in the midst of all my strangeness, where I take on stuff I don't even need, in the midst of just life. Your love is so constant, so pure, so strong and unrelenting. God, I pray we'd connect with your love today. God, I ask you would open our hearts. Are there places where we're resisting you? Are there places where we just need a fresh touch from you? Would you give us open hearts to connect? Would you grant us to see your invitation? We love you. We need you. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to read a section from Matthew 11, 25 through 30. So there are Bibles around. You can Google it if you want to jump into the same passage. So the New Testament towards the end of the Bible here, starting in 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father, Father God. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we're going to focus on that second part. Come to me, Jesus' invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So we'll just go through this a little at a time. The beginning, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What a beautiful invitation. How beautiful. At least for me, it's like, yes, you have what I want. I want rest. I want that. Sometimes I'm too busy to even realize that I'm burdened or weary, but I am weary and burdened. So I want to stop for a minute and just allow you to connect with that. You have a piece of paper with these questions. If you would like to write, I think for me sometimes my thoughts come together more on paper. We will not collect this. In fact, at the end, I thought it would be nice just to crumple these up and drop them in the trash on the way out. But just for a minute, stop and reflect on that, connect with God on that. All right, so I'm assuming we each have our own places there. In the middle of whatever burdens you have, whatever makes you weary or whatever things you're carrying, how would you like to enter some rest? So Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." So it's interesting. Jesus offers us rest, and then he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." And so, unless you've farmed with draft animals, which I haven't, you probably don't have any more experience than me with a yoke. But this is a yoke, so you can see the what holds these cattle together. This is the yoke, and you can attach to the yoke and pull a cart, plow a field, do all kinds of things. So it's an interesting invitation from Jesus. He says, "Would you like rest? Come and take my yoke. Come like an oxen and get strapped in with me." I threw in a few more pictures just to kind of like get a sense of like what does that look like? What is that invitation? Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. That's in Nepal. I don't know what kind of cool oxen those are. So Jesus invites us to this place of rest to take his yoke. And as I was thinking about the yoke, what is that place of being yoked with Jesus? One is that it's not a position of power. It's not the one in control. It's a position of service. And we've talked about that a little bit. Steve was talking about Jesus' high calling is a calling of service, not of privilege. And also, if you think about it, it's a place where you're guided. You are told where to go. You are guided in different directions. What is that yoke? It's a place where your life is useful. Your life is producing a harvest. Your life has value. And I think the coolest thing, this yoke means you're connected to Jesus. And we're connected to him. And so I don't know about you, but there's part of me that really resists that. Okay, wait. The place for rest is to be yoked like a draft animal. And so I want to just give you a moment to kind of, what is that in your heart? Is that appealing? Do you resist that? Why do you resist Jesus' yoke where he says, "Let me be the one to guide you and provide service for your life"? It's interesting to see in my heart the things that resist just following Jesus. Like, I want the glory. I want to be great. I don't want to be a servant. I want to be the king. There's something in me that's like, I want to be in charge. I want to be independent. I want to prove myself. And I know in my life that those are places that end up wearing me down and bringing burden. And the invitation of Jesus to a place of being connected to him as a servant in his yoke has proven to be a place of freedom. Even though it's not independent, It is a place of freedom, a place of joy, a place of real strength. And Jesus kind of spins that, where the servant is greater than the master, where, I shouldn't say not the servant is greater, the way to be great is to serve and not to impose your will. So we get to learn the way of Jesus. And he says the way of Jesus is that he is gentle and humble in heart. And he came in this really low position. He came as a servant. He left his place in heaven in all his majesty. And he came and lowered himself and took on the form of a human, being born as a baby, being here to serve and to lay down his life, which became the greatest, where he was exalted and now he sits at the right hand of the Father. But to learn that way of gentleness, a humbleness, where it says, I don't have to be in everybody's eyes great. It's okay if I'm seen just as I am, just in this frail spot as a human, just for who I am. I would love everybody to see me as amazing. I work pretty hard to like even get my students to do that. But at the end of the day, that place of just being humble, okay with where we're at, is a tremendous place of freedom, a place of rest. And even think of Jesus. Jesus, the most powerful being, the most influential, the only sinless even, the most glorious person that's ever walked this planet, and yet he was in this gentle, humble place. This humble place as a servant. I want to walk in his steps, to continue to walk in his steps. That invitation, there's something that in me that resists that, and there's something in me that delights in that. To walk in the footsteps connected to my Savior. To walk with him. To be with him. And there's that deep inside, there's a not my will but yours be done transformation that's really tough. And it's easy to be not your will but mine be done. And if you see a little kid, they very easily bring that, no, my way, no. And one of our kids, when she was young, she would say, do it self. I do it self. There's this independence, like, I want to do this. And yet there's another part of me that says, no, not my will, but yours be done. That is freedom. That is where real life is. To be in that place. I love that Jesus, before he died, he's in this place wrestling. He's like, he knows he's going to die. He's like, Father, take this away from me. I don't want this, but not my will, but yours be done. Even Jesus had to come to this place of surrender. And I think this invitation, it's not just a one-time invitation. Come to Jesus and you have rest. But it's an invitation. If you have never tasted the freedom of Jesus, he invites you. And also, if you've tasted his freedom many times, there's an invitation to come and find rest, to leave your burdens, take his yoke, to be gentle and humble in heart. So what about in your own life? What would it look like to live in a way that is gentle and humble in heart? What would that look like for you? I want to read a couple phrases I wrote. I wrote them a while ago. But in my life, resting in Jesus, what does that look like? To me, it means enjoying being deeply loved and delighted in and cared for. That's what it means to rest in Jesus, to be humble, to allow him to love me and delight in me and care for me. Resting in Jesus means rolling all my burdens onto his shoulders because he's able to carry them. It means being aware of his loving, powerful presence in my life, even right now. To me, it means trusting in his sufficiency, even when I feel totally inadequate in each and every situation. Resting in Jesus to me means enjoying a conversation with him, the intimacy of a friendship. Resting in Jesus for me means being in a mindset of allowing him to do what he wants through me. For me, it means being glad to be with Jesus. Just happy to be with him. To me, it means not trying to be great, but admiring his greatness. It means being small in my own eyes and he being great in my eyes. To me, resting in Jesus means relaxing, not carrying the weight of the world, but instead singing and making melody in my heart. To me, resting in Jesus means letting God be God and not trying to take that spot. To me, resting in Jesus means letting God handle the things that I fret about, including people's pain, including my failures and shortcomings, and especially the pain in people's lives that's caused by my failure and shortcomings. But trusting God with those. And I could tell you in my life, of all the times that I've walked with all these burdens, and I'm going to be so great, and I'm going to accomplish all these wonderful things, and I'm going to save people and carry the weight of the world, it's amounted to nothing. It's amounted to me being just run down into the ground. And the times when I let God do the heavy lifting, when I allow him to guide me and enjoy what he's doing, I have found freedom. I've found peace. I've found rest. And there's an invitation for us to walk in that rest, and you will find rest for your souls. That's what he says. You will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Even as we go through these series, some of these high bars that Jesus has given us, are those a burden? He says, no, they're not. My yoke is easy. Wait, but we looked at, you called me to look at my own anger and deal with my anger. You called me to love people, even annoying people, even times when it's really hard. You've called me to serve, to lay down my life as a servant. You've called me to forgive and forgive and forgive. How many times was it? And forgive and forgive and forgive. You've called me to walk in these things and not just think about them. Is that a burden? I love that Jesus is like, no, that's not a burden. It's actually easy, because when we walk with Jesus, it's light. He does the heavy lifting. He guides us in those things. And really, those places are a place of freedom. They're a place of joy. I like how John says, if you love me, you obey my commands. You obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. Oh, great. I gotta love this person. Guess what happens? When we let Jesus love and teach us to love, it's actually a joy. There's actually freedom. Guess what? When we forgive and let go, it's actually freedom. The yoke is actually very light. And Jesus carries the weight of it, not us. I like how in Psalms 23, the most loved psalm, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And sometimes he makes me lie down in green pastures. I mean, he has to physically make us because we won't actually rest. He makes us lie down in green pastures, and he restores our souls. And so in light of that, I want to just invite you, if you have put your faith in Christ, if you have received his invitation to come and partake, we're going to do communion together. And communion is a really beautiful time to remember and to receive afresh the gift of Christ in our lives, the gift of his sacrifice, of his body being broken for us, for our sake, in the bread that is broken, and his blood cleansing us, making us right with God, that we can be in the presence of God, that we can live with God forever. And so there's an invitation. And so I want to invite you and just encourage you. You're welcome to come and join. If you're not in that place, there's no obligation. But may we come and just in the spirit of that, come, all you who are worried and burdened, and receive rest. And just come and lay before Jesus anything you're carrying. Receive his refreshment, his gift, his yoke, a willingness to walk with him wherever he would lead us. So I'm going to pray, and then if people want to come up, thank you, God. I come, Jesus, I come to receive. I come and lay my burdens at your feet. I come and lay the places where I want to be God. And I just receive your lordship. I receive that you are king. I receive your guidance. I receive your direction. Come and refresh the weary souls. Refresh us where we need. Take those burdens that we carry this morning. We receive your love afresh and your gift of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.